You're listening to Poulter Unfiltered, the podcast. Today's episode is, well, it's a bit of a special, really, as it's definitely going to be a bit longer than our normal episodes will be, and it is focused around all the excitement and energy that has come from the Cornwall School Games, which, as we all know, was held at Poulter School this year. Starting off all the excitement, we had the Tea in the Park on the field at school. There was a fantastic load of performers and singers and dancers, and as an audience member, the energy was just up high and you really felt so enthused by everyone around you. I managed to speak to some of the performers and see how they had found the experience and what they'd enjoyed about it, and here's some of those interviews now. Hi, so who are you with?
Altitude Dance Company.
How have you found today?
Amazing, it's been such a good vibe, it's been great, we've loved it.
It was also really interesting speaking to some of the teachers about how they had been enjoying this opportunity for Poulter School. I spoke to Miss White, Miss Wesley, Mr. Cartigan and Mr. Pascoe about how much they had been enjoying the Tea in the Park so far.
It's been brilliant tonight to see so many happy families playing, enjoying the sunshine and listening to some brilliant music. So it's been really great to see.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic turnout from the community and it's been really wonderful to see lots of our students, lots of children from the primary schools really enjoying the fantastic entertainment and the atmosphere.
Yeah, I would just absolutely second that. An amazing atmosphere. It's brilliant to bring the whole of the St Austell community together. So much planning, preparation, time goes into these events and it has really, really come together so perfectly, and we've been really blessed by the weather as well. It's been absolutely fantastic, and we look forward to more of the same hopefully next year.
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. It's been fantastic to see so many families and students come to Poulter for a fantastic evening of live music and performances. It's been great.
It was also lovely to get the chance to speak to one of the unsung heroes of the school, Karen, who works in the canteen.
Oh, it's been really fun. A couple of friends have been saying it needs to happen more often. Been really entertaining. The kids have had a whale of a time. In fact, I've lost my daughter. So I'll be here for a while.
Thank you. There were so many students there having a fantastic time, but here's what Taylin in Year 10, Leona in Year 10 and Riley in Year 7 had to say about it. How have you found today?
It was absolutely awesome. I'm having a really nice time. All the music's really good and all the acts have been really fun. And I'm here with my friends and my mum and dad and I've had a really nice time.
Well, it's been brilliant so far. The music's really good, the gymnastics really good. There's hardly any rubbish since everybody's like putting it in the bin. It's really good so far.
Brilliant, great. To get some more details about what putting all this together took, I spoke to Mr. Adams and Miss Moore, who'd been setting this all up and had put so much energy and focus on getting this together and making it as brilliant as it had been. Here's what they said. Hey, Mr. Adams, Miss Moore, now you have been working on this for about 6 months. How have you found today?
Seeing this concert put together to kind of open the Cornwall School Games event for tonight and ready for tomorrow, having approximately 500 people here on school site, it's been absolutely fantastic. We couldn't have wished for better weather, and all that hard work for the last 6 months really coming to a forefront. It's been fantastic.
Brilliant. And how are you looking forward to tomorrow then?
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. Such a pleasure to host the school games here at Poulter School. Looking forward to hosting 3,000 young people from primary and secondary schools across the county. Looking forward to the weather, because that's looking superb. And everybody having a great day.
Then coming to the morning of the Cornwall School Games, I mean, it was brilliant. The energy was high, everyone was so excited, and I felt really lucky, I have to admit, to be part of the media team, as I wasn't stuck to one activity or one event, and I got to walk around, meet so many different people, and hear so many different sides of why they were passionate about this event, and why they were enjoying themselves so much as well. And it was brilliant. And getting another side of why people were enjoying it, I spoke to Miss Pearson, Miss Millwood, Miss Owen and Miss Kello about how they had been finding it all.
I'm just really looking forward to being outside, because we're in our classrooms all the time, so it's really nice to be out and looking at these beautiful views we have on the school field, and just to take part and really feel the energy off the kids. It'll be brilliant.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
And the opening ceremony, I don't really know what's going to happen in it, but I'm quite excited. It looks like it's got a lot of energy, like Miss Pearson said. And I'm doing gymnastics, so I'm quite looking forward to maybe being a judge and the gymnastics. That'll be quite fun. Never done that before, so yeah.
I'm just really looking forward to seeing all of the children from all of the different schools competing. It's such a brilliant opportunity for Poltair to host, so I'm just looking forward to seeing all of it, really.
And for me in particular, I'm just really proud when our students, the leaders, and what they can do, and they're taking absolute control over everything, so doing a fantastic job.
And although everyone was really busy, I did manage to catch a couple of students from some of the other schools to see what they were up to.
So, what school are you guys with?
Brownhill.
And how are you feeling about today?
Excited.
Yeah, excited. Bit nervous, but it'll be alright.
What are you guys doing?
Rounders.
Hi, so what school are you guys from?
St. Mary's CLB.
Brilliant, and what have you enjoyed most about today so far?
The exercise when they came on, and the captain called Ethan because that's my name.
And the Chaffee and the Star.
They are pretty cool, aren't they? Yeah.
Five from them. They were very cool.
What have you enjoyed?
The performance.
Yeah, it's all been really good, hasn't it? You enjoying it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Hi, so what school are you guys with?
Weybridge Primary.
And what are you doing today?
Swimming.
You excited?
Yes.
What are you most looking forward to?
Well, everything really.
Brilliant, thank you. Two of the people that made this such an incredible event were Yaz and Josh in Year 10, who had been up on the stage hosting and announcing rewards and ceremonies and things like that. I mean, they did such a fantastic job, and here's what they have to say about it.
It was a great opportunity. I absolutely loved it, and all the performances were fantastic.
It was amazing. I loved it. Performances, well, they were just fantastic.
Thank you. We were also very lucky to have some VIPs at Poltair School. Now, although they were incredibly busy, I managed to ask a couple of them some questions. Hi, so what's your names and how have you found the day so far? What are you looking forward to?
Hello. All right, my name's Jennifer Cruz. I'm councillor for Llanyvet, Blisden and Bodmin St Lawrence. I'm here because I'm an ex-PE teacher. Used to teach at Newquay Trevicklis. And I'm just looking forward to spending the day seeing youngsters have a fabulous time enjoying sport and exercise, which is the most important thing, of course.
Thank you.
So, good morning. My name's Linda Taylor and I'm leader of Cornwall Council. For me today, it's excitement, it's the buzz. Activity is incredibly important to health and well-being, and I absolutely love to be here to see competition. So I'm looking forward to a really, really good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ali Wills and I work for both Sport England and Active Cornwall. And welcome to the Cornwall School Games, as you can probably now hear in the background. Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to the excitement, the passion, the smile on everybody's faces. I'm looking forward to lots of collaboration and team working together. And I'm ultimately looking forward to seeing who's going to come out on top.
Thank you.
So I'm Steve Double. I'm the Member of Parliament for Saunderstall and Newquay, so the local MP for this area. Firstly, for me, this is a huge nostalgia trip because I was a former pupil of Poltair School almost 40 years ago. So it's great to be back at the school. It's great to be here to see so many young people from all across Cornwall at this event to really show what Cornwall Sports is doing in our school. So really exciting to be here.
Do you see much of a change within the school since you were last here then?
I mean, actually not that much. Most of the new buildings were built when I was here, so it still looked actually very similar to it was when I was a pupil here.
Brilliant, thank you. So Richard Pearce, you are the councillor here in Poltair and Mount Charles. How have you found the day so far?
Well, it's a fantastic day. I've got to say, it's brilliant to see all of these people from all around Cornwall coming together to celebrate an active lifestyle, to get together, to work out and to do all of this, especially in our division of Poltair. It's brilliant.
And finally, just before the end of the day, I managed to check in with Mr. Everett to get his take on all the successes of the Cornwall School Games 2022.
So, Mr. Everett, what have you found has been the best bit about today?
I think today's been absolutely fantastic. Best thing's probably watching our two students dancing around in outfits on the stage. That's been hilarious. Okay, but what's been really, really, really brilliant is seeing all the schools come and see that our school and be really impressed with what they've seen, and seeing like you as young people, okay, making this games happen has been spoken about by so many people. I've been stuck with the VIPs. I've been stuck down there, okay, with them, but they have been waxing lyrical about how fantastic the day has been and how brilliant you've all been.
The Cornwall School Games were an amazing event. Thank you to everyone involved, whether that be teachers working tirelessly behind the scenes to set it up, or the students fulfilling their role as game makers, making it a great day for all visitors. From everyone here at Poultry Unfiltered, you deserve a massive pat on the back. Well done. And make sure to tune in to the next episode of Poultry Unfiltered, the podcast.